Charlotte, why do you call it the secret maps of the ancient world? What's so secret about them?
Well, it's a real-life, actually, Da Vinci Code type thing. these maps are similar maps like this have been in museums for years. And people declared that they were part real and part imaginary. And it was my father, I'm told now, it was my father who was the one that realized that these were real maps. What's ironic about these maps is that usually they're in serious government books, and they which contain information that only a government official would own. And I was even told that if a private individual had owned these map books, that he would have been executed because other maps in the books contain information about where the people would hide if the country was attacked, where the water wells are, where the military posts are. So, you know, they had confidential information in them.
The maps themselves seem to be pretty accurate. You know, and when you look at the fact that they're 3,400 years old, possibly, truly incredible. Have they been dated at all, carbon dated?
Okay, our particular maps have not.
Have not. Okay.
They have been viewed by experts and based on the cities that are on the other maps in the map books. They've told me that they're Ming Dynasty. So Ming Dynasty was 1368 through 1644. So they're somewhere in that period of time. But the maps are co-owned by me and six siblings, and I don't have the permission to cut a piece out of them to have them carbon dated. But really, the issue is not our maps. It's when did this style map originate? And that's what I argue about, is because there's information that this style map is hundreds, if not thousands, of years old.
That is amazing. What are the maps made on, Charlotte?
Ours are made on paper.
Okay.
But what my father contended from the start is that ours are copies of copies of copies.
Ah, okay.
Okay, and 72% of the place names on there are from the Shanghai Jing.
All right, let's talk about the significance of this. So, 3,400 years ago.
Okay, actually, we're saying 4,000 years.
4,000, all right, give or take 600 years. still way before Christopher Columbus.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, people of Asian ethnicity came to this region of the world. What's the significance of this?
You mean the political significance?
No, I mean just overall. I mean the fact that they got here way before Columbus, one would say, that's interesting. What does it mean?
Well, it means that they had an advanced civilization at that time. In 2000 BC, the Chinese had writing. They were making silk. There's archaeological evidence that they were ocean-going people at that time. So it just shows that they were advanced people. And what's amazing in the archaeological finds in the Americas is that suddenly civilization sprung up about 4,000 years ago, starting about 4,000 years ago, full bloom. They had a writing system. They had architectural style.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no explanation how these civilizations sprung up.
Now, when you talk about the Asian DNA as present in the majority of Native Americans, let's talk about that. And also, might it have also been in the Aztec culture, the Mayan culture, or are we just talking about Native Americans?
Well, I think that I would classify all of them as Native Americans. Now, let me say from the start that I'm not a scientist, and I'm not an expert on DNA, but my book, Secret Maps of the Ancient World, I have put a chapter in there about DNA, and I've relied on the research of other people. But one of the things that I found was interesting was that my father, even in 73, one of the things that he wrote, he said, the history of Asia is written into the stones of America and into the bodies of its early people. And so he recognized that there were physical characteristics that the Native Americans had that were the same as Asia.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was even before people were using DNA. There were certain blood characteristics. There was a physical resemblance. There's a resemblance of the teeth, the shape of the teeth. Also, Asian babies are usually born with a blue spot on the buttocks, and many Native American babies are born with that same blue spot.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not.
See, you learn everything on this program, Charlotte. My gosh.
I was speaking in Oregon this past fall, and a PhD came up and asked me afterwards. She said, "Do you mean to tell me that Caucasian babies aren't born with a blue spot on the buttocks?" And I said, "No, but you know, you don't normally see a baby's bare bottom."
Why isn't this a headline story? Why isn't this? Columbus may have discovered America in 1492, but back almost 3,400 years before that and more, this is what happened.
Well, see, I think it should be a headline story, and there have been a lot of people who have been trying to tell this story. And so what I have done is, in my book, Secret Maps of the Ancient World, I've tried to bring the research studies together and bring all these studies together and mention as many as I could so that, you know, how can they deny this any longer? So,
now, let's talk about the political ramifications. You know, there's no question on Columbus Day, it's a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people celebrate Columbus Day. Is there information being suppressed anywhere which should get this information out?
Well, let me start by saying it used to be in American history books that Chinese had an early presence in the Americas. My father had an old history book that was from the early 20th century that said that. And when I found that out, I went to my research mentor, because I didn't get into this research until after my father was dead. I went to my research mentor, Dr. Cyclone Covey, who's at Wake Forest, and I said, "Is this true that it was used to be in American textbooks? And if so, why was it taken out?" And he said, "Well, about the time that Columbus Day was introduced, became a national holiday, because, you know, it wasn't until the 20th century that it became a national holiday. In fact, late in the 20th century, but it was early in the 20th century that it was taken out and people were starting to celebrate Columbus Day, that they took this information out of American textbooks."